Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, life is so precious. You know, we love to celebrate life and babies and what God's doing. It's, you know, my goodness, it's a very joyful time. And to think that 55 million children have been aborted since 1973, 55 million plus.
Which is equivalent to half of the United States, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's innocent bloodshed. And you think about, you know, the value of a person's life. You know, I've heard people say in passing, or they'll judge someone, it's like, man, that person is made in the image of God. In the image of God, in all life, we're supposed to honor everyone's life. We have this amazing, touching story of this young boy who was born with tremendous issues and was given up, you know, for adoption. And his aunt, who was a distant aunt at the time, took him in as a baby and just prayed over this child. We want to encourage you, pray over your children. Don't give up on anyone. But at the end of this, I'm not going to let the cat out the bag, if you will. I'm going to let you experience for yourself the amazing transformation of God's hand upon someone's life. Don't write anyone off. Count everyone in God. I want you to listen to this and be encouraged.
And you also can catch it, see it at on the torch, right? The VFN torch at VFNTV.com if you're not watching us on Christian Television Network.
Brothers and sisters, we are always courageous, although we know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight.
Christopher Duffley was born in May of 2001. He's actually the son of my youngest brother and his girlfriend. And when I received the phone call from my brother, I found out that he was born at only 26 weeks, 1 pound, 12 ounces. So he's very premature and he was in critical condition. And there were several nights that we were told that Christopher wouldn't make it through the night. And at that point, I prayed for Christopher. And I just asked God to be with my brother and to do what his will would be. And for a long time, I had no contact with my brother, really didn't know what happened to Christopher. And all of a sudden, my heart was moved. Where was my nephew? What happened to him? And on my first phone call to social services, the gentleman knew about Christopher, and he indeed was in foster care. He was totally blind. He had been born with cocaine in his system, and he had a host of other medical issues. My first response to that, or my first feeling to that, was fear. I prayed very intently, and I begged the Lord. I said, could you just show me what you would want? And he did. He answered in my heart. He told me, do not be afraid, that I will take care of everything. We've had challenges and we've had joys. And one of the greatest joys was to hear Christopher make noise, sing, and keep beat. He really didn't talk till about first grade. So when he sang, it was really neat. And it wasn't shortly around that time that we found out that Christopher had perfect pitch. And he started to do remarkable things. And what a joy and what a prophecy that God gave us, that these tears would come, and they come out of great joy. And when Christopher sings, "Open the eyes of my heart," he teaches us to not see everything with our eyes, but to see things the way God sees things, through our heart.
I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Jesus, for in all of you be still. Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak match at all, I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. Yeah.
Lord, we bless Christopher. Lord, yes. We ask you to use him. We thank you that you're a redeeming, redeeming God, and use him, God. Totally blind.
Yeah, and you think about it, that his father had abandoned him.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, God just drops that awareness in his sister's heart, and she starts thinking, I don't know where my brother is, but I know he had a baby.
Right.
Isn't that amazing?
Amazing.
And so God begins to send his sister to redeem his own son that he left behind.
Wow.
And goes through all those fears of, you know, raising someone that's not yours, also in regards to being physically challenged when she finds out that he's blind. Mm-hmm. But I love that. If you haven't seen this, you got to go to the VFN Torch, because, you know, when we don't have one attribute, one physical, say, seeing or hearing, the other ones just amplify.
Mm-hmm.
And to watch him turn his head in this picture, and he's sitting in his high chair, I think it's probably his grandfather that's there with him. And you can tell he's so enjoying that conversation, listening, because so many people don't listen.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure you just saw this joy on his face in that picture, that still shot. I mean, just a beautiful thing, you know, when you get to see that. And if you miss that, you've got to see that. It just touches your heart, don't it?
Yeah. Right. In the beginning of the video, you'll hear him reading a scripture. He's actually reading Braille, the Word of God, and he's just declaring
it. Sliding his hand right across that Braille, and boldly, isn't he?
Boldly.
Oh, you got to see this. Go to VFNTV.com, click on the torch, the VFN torch, the upper left-hand corner, and it is an amazing, amazing thing. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today, or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.